This is Fatima Mendez with UN News. Energy, dedication, and stamina are the hallmarks of effective peacekeeping in world hotspots that are afflicted by conflict. That's the view of Abu Jane, a human rights officer from The Gambia working with the African Union United Nations mission in Darfur, UNAMID. He has been involved in peacekeeping since 2014. This year marks the 70th anniversary of United Nations peacekeeping operations. With 14 active peacekeeping missions around the world, UN peacekeepers' work includes protection of civilians, prevention of conflicts, strengthening the rule of law, promoting human rights, empowering women, and delivering field support. Adam Ammon of UNAMID spoke to Mr. Jane.
I've been working as a peacekeeper since 2014. I came to Darfur in March 2014. Prior to that, I was a senior research fellow at the Center for Global Cooperation Research in Germany. Before that, I was an assistant professor at the University of Warwick in the UK, where I also completed my PhD. Before coming here, I has also done 8 months of work in Myanmar, or Burma, as it is sometimes called, and I worked at the Rakhine State, where you have these problems at the moment.
What motivated you to work as a peacekeeper?
My motivation as a peacekeeper has always been the noble aspect of peacekeeping. A peacekeeper is someone whose energy, whose dedication, whose stamina are all dedicated towards bringing about peace in places that have been afflicted by conflict. It also happens that my PhD dissertation was on the intersections between international law and peacekeeping, and the dissertation was published in 2012 by Cambridge University Press.
Can you please tell us the most challenging experience you have gone through in doing your work?
The most challenging aspect of my work is that every human rights officer is seen as the enemy in every country. Wherever you go in the world, even in my country, the Gambia, when you say human rights, people are always kind of jittery, at least from the state level. But human rights is actually quite a fascinating area because it crosses all boundaries. Most of the time when you say human rights, people think of civil and political rights, but it encompasses economic rights, it encompasses social rights, it encompasses cultural rights, and so on. Without human rights, we won't be here. Without human rights, we won't be able to actually have the freedom to do what we want or what we like doing. The most challenging part there is trying to convince people that human rights is that aspect of our work that should be at the forefront of the mission's mandate. Because without human rights, then there is no mandate for the mission.
What is the most rewarding experience you have faced in doing your work?
The most rewarding experience is that at the end of every day when I go home, I can sincerely say that as a human rights officer, I have done something, however little, I've done something at least towards addressing or highlighting someone's rights, someone's entitlements, someone's dignity. I think that it's difficult to quantify. It's not like you're building a house and you say, okay, I built this house. With human rights, your work is continuous and you cannot hold the results. Yeah. You can only kind of see the way it has impacted the community. And we have seen quite a lot of progress in the past. There are still quite a lot of challenges, of course, but we have seen progress. So the very idea or the very fact that when I go home, I can sincerely have a certain satisfaction with what I do, I think that keeps me motivated.
This year is the 70th anniversary of the UN peacekeepers under the theme United Nations Peacekeepers 70 Years of Service and Sacrifice. What's your message to the international community in relation to your work?
Okay, my message on this 70th anniversary of UN peacekeeping is that as peacekeepers, our work is relevant only to the extent that we are making a difference on the ground. And I think if you look at the history of the world in the past 70 years, although we still have conflicts, but the difference between now and then is that we have the capacity to address those conflicts. 70 years ago, you had a lot of internal conflicts, post-colonial, anti-colonial struggles, and so on and so forth. But then the foundation of the UN as an organization has provided a platform through which the international community can come together and try to address common problems. So for me, my message would be that although the task is difficult, we work in very challenging circumstances, and sometimes you get frustrated by the bureaucracy and in some instances by the lack of progress. But at the end of the day, because of the noble work we do, we must continue rather than tiring. So we have to continue doing what we are doing so that one day we will sit down and say, okay, I contributed towards, you know, peace and stability in this country. So my message is be committed, be motivated, be patient, but also, most importantly, be very hopeful.